Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. He had also chaired the meeting yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conference, he had insightful discussions on various issues relating to governance and reforms. The three-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. The meeting focuses on the theme, Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan hit out at the Congress, alleging that the party had included the name of Mahatma Gandhi in National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 only for electoral gains. Talking to reporters in Bhopal yesterday, Mr. Chauhan said during the Congress government, MG Narega became synonymous with corruption. The minister emphasized that the number of guaranteed work days have now been increased from 100 to 125 days.
We are providing employment from 100 to 125 days, so it will cost more. The proposed budget for the year 2025-26 was 85,000 crore rupees. Now the proposed budget is 1,51,282 crore rupees. The central government alone will spend more than 95,000 crore rupees. All the development work in the village will be done through this scheme.
Supreme Court has taken sole motu cognizance of concerns arising from a recent change in the definition of Aravali Hills. A vacation bench headed by the Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, is scheduled to examine the issue tomorrow. The Apex Court's intervention follows public protests and strong objections over the redefinition of Aravali Hills. Polling is underway in Myanmar today for the first of the three-phased general elections. This is the first vote in 5 years after the army overthrew the government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. The takeover triggered widespread popular opposition. The military has termed the latest polls as a return to multi-party democracy. Voting will be held in different parts of the country in three phases, with the second on January 11 and the third on January 25. Today, polling will be held in 102 of the country's 330 townships. However, voting has been cancelled in 56 townships. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Florida today amid heightened tensions between Russia and Ukraine and ongoing U.S. efforts to broker peace in the region. They will discuss a 20-point peace plan and potential U.S. security guarantees. Zelensky noted that his administration is working with Washington on a long-term roadmap for Ukraine's prosperity. His visit came amid one of the heaviest aerial assaults yesterday on Kyiv in recent weeks, which left at least two dead and disrupted electricity and heating supplies across large parts of the city. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a 15-member squad for the upcoming ICC Men's Under-19 World Cup, scheduled to be held in Zimbabwe and Namibia from 15th of January to 6th of February next year. The squad will be led by Ayush Mathre, while Vivan Malhotra will be the vice-captain. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the 4th T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue are already leading the 5-match series with an unassailable lead of 3-0. The fifth match of the series will be played on Tuesday at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.